It's Friday the 26th of June. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. Mining companies may take until August to get all their employees back at work. While some miners have scaled up operations, capacity levels are still only slightly above 50% on average. That's according to Bloomberg, which says that producers are currently mining with about 272,000 workers, which is slightly more than half of their normal staffing levels. Red tape has slowed the process, with government approval required for every single worker, along with permission for bus routes and police escorts for transport back to the mines. The Financial Sector Conduct Authority has warned that the suspected pyramid scheme, Crowd1, is not authorized to do business in South Africa, and it has referred it to the South African Reserve Bank for investigation. Crowd1 is using well-known Springbok rugby players and other celebrities to lure gullible people to keep its money machine rolling. The Financial Sector Conduct Authority says that Crowd1 is neither an authorized financial service provider, nor is it a representative of an authorized financial service provider. There's also no record of this entity having applied for a license with the FSCA. For more on that, do visit biznews.com. Wits has a new vice-chancellor. The Council of the University of the Witwatersrand has announced the appointment of Professor Zeblon Vilakazi as the 15th vice-chancellor and principal as of January next year. He will take the reins from Professor Adam Habib, who leaves Wits at the end of the year to lead the School of Oriental and African Studies in London. Professor Vilakazi is the current vice-principal and deputy vice-chancellor for research and postgraduate studies at Wits. The university says that under his leadership, Wits' research output has more than doubled, with the university increasingly producing more research with impact. Professor Vilakazi has published more than 300 papers and is highly cited. A battle royale is brewing between South African insurance companies and the hospitality sector. Insurers have been refusing to pay out for business interruption. Hotels, bed and breakfasts, and other hospitality providers were among the first to feel the effects as the pandemic erupted in Asia and spread quickly across the world. Insurance Claims Africa CEO Ryan Woolley, an expert on complex insurance claims, told BizNews that insurers have been playing sneaky legal games to get out of their liabilities. Meanwhile, the Federated Hospitality Association of Southern Africa has called on the government to force insurers to pay up. You can listen to the Ryan Woolley interview with Alec Hogg on biznews.com. A look at how stocks were trading late on Thursday. Redefine was among the best performers of the day, gaining just under 7%, while Capitec was not far behind, adding just over 5% to its share price. Among the worst performers of the day on Thursday were Sappi, which lost more than 8% of its value, and Clicks and Dis-Chem, which shed nearly 6%. Late on Thursday, R17.22 was trading for $1, R21.38 was trading for £1, while R19.34 would get you €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.